Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. The Omicron variant poses significant risk to seniors, especially if they are unvaccinated or have other health problems. Work is now being done around the city to promote why getting vaccinated is so important. Zhang Hong once again.
Vaccination services have resumed in some districts, including Fengxian, where the virus hasn't spread as rapidly compared to other areas of the city. At one community, only 65% of those aged 60 and above are vaccinated.
There are 347 residents aged 60 and above in our community, and 157 of them haven't been vaccinated yet.
Temporary vaccination sites have been set up in the community.
I have high blood pressure, so I didn't want to get it before. After talking to my son and daughter-in-law, I have now come to get vaccinated.
Many seniors are getting their first jab. They have more awareness of self-protection given the current situation. Therefore, they are more willing to get vaccinated.
Over 3.6 million Shanghai residents over 60 years old had been fully vaccinated by mid-April, accounting for 62% of the city's total elderly population. Among them, 2.2 million had also gotten a booster shot. Both figures are lower than the national average. At Baihe Town in suburban Qingpu District, Hongqi Village also launched a vaccination program for seniors. More than 300 senior residents lined up this morning. Many of them either said they're too old or have concerns about possible adverse effects brought on by underlying diseases. Ms. Xing has heart disease and has been taking medication for it for a long time. Although she is in a stable condition now, she still worries about being vaccinated.
I came here to get vaccinated, as I saw many others had done so. But I am still afraid, because I have heart disease.
Jing did not take the jab, as she was still worried about the adverse reactions. 86-year-old Ms. Wu was recommended to wait before getting vaccinated, as she has several underlying diseases and hasn't slept well these days.
We must make sure if a senior has a chronic disease that they are in a stable and healthy state before the vaccination. This is a double protection for them.
Most elderly people in the village got vaccinated following the advice of a doctor. The vaccination rate of people aged 60 and over was now around 80%, up from 65%. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
10 people have been rescued and 5 others died after a residential structure collapsed in central China's Hunan province on April the 29th. At around 12 a.m. today, the 10th survivor, a woman, was pulled from the debris about 132 hours after the collapse occurred. She was conscious and could even remind rescuers to not do anything that might further injure her. The rescuers have been searching for survivors for days by shouting and knocking on the debris, as well as using sniffer dogs, life detectors, and drones. The building collapse happened in Wangcheng District in the provincial capital, Changsha. A total of 23 people are believed to be trapped in the rubble, and 39 others near the site are still missing. Rescue operations are still underway. Russia's defense minister yesterday said that Russian forces were taking comprehensive measures to protect civilians and organize the safe evacuation of the city of Mariupol and the Azovstal steelworks. At a meeting with military officials, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu stated that the remaining militants in the Azovstal industrial zone are securely blocked around the perimeter of the territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed yesterday that 344 people had been evacuated from in and around Mariupol, in addition to the more than 150 people who were evacuated earlier this week from bunkers under the city's steel plant. Also yesterday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov responded to reports that Russia plans to declare an all-out war against Ukraine on May the 9th. Russia's Victory Day commemorating the defeat of Nazi Germany, dismissing them as nonsense.